Proclamation number 5031 of 2nd of January, 1951. Connection between spiritual beings and humans. Form. The beings of the spiritual kingdom make great efforts to establish contact with people on Earth. They seize every opportunity to make themselves known, for every being of light is entrusted with people on Earth for whose spiritual progress they care. But just as the beings of darkness approach the inhabitants of Earth because many of them correspond to their nature, i.e., have dispositions which drive the soul towards darkness. Therefore there is a battle in the spiritual kingdom for the souls of people on this earth, and people decide this battle themselves. No soul can be forced to be good or evil, although the beings of light have great strength at their disposal and it would be possible for them to determine the souls according to their will. Yet they always respect the human being's will since it is divine law. Thus the beings of the spiritual kingdom wage a battle with each other which is decided by people themselves through their will. As soon as a connection is established with the spiritual kingdom, those beings will approach the human being and make themselves known to him, to whom he himself grants access through his innermost attitude. Thus good people are protected by the beings of light. They cannot be forced into evil power or be induced by bad forces to do bad deeds. Only there is the danger that people themselves are not able to distinguish whether they are being instructed rightly or wrongly by proclamations from the spiritual kingdom. This danger exists when spiritual beings use a human form to make themselves known. In this case, form means a human shell which has given up its will, which therefore does not express itself in its actual essence, but where the soul steps back and gives the spiritual being authority over its outer shell. A good person is certainly protected by beings of light, but there are also strong spirits from the depths which are attracted by impure thoughts of individual people in the former's surroundings. Then a moment can suffice for that spirit to force its way into the governed. Because it recognizes the good disposition in general, it expresses itself under the mask of light and seeks to confuse the listeners in their faith and thinking. This danger should always be recognized when it concerns messages from the spiritual kingdom which do not relate to earthly but spiritual things. As soon as the human being, whose spiritual beings make use of him in an unconscious state, subsequently lacks memory, he himself has no knowledge about the beings using his body, whereas the beings of light leave a glimmer in him so that he can also reproduce some of what was conveyed to him by these beings in an awake state. Through intimate contact with God, people can also reach the state of fully consciously receiving spiritual announcements, and they are constantly in control of their body, i.e., they do not switch off their own will, so that only good forces from the spiritual kingdom can approach the good person who longs for God and truth, and every dark force is pushed away by the human being's will. But God evaluates people's will. If it is in favor of him, then people can also be assured of his special protection and they will derive blessings for their souls from every spiritual contact. For countless beings are close to Earth, concerned about the spiritual development of those who are close to them on Earth, and these souls' need to communicate is very great because they want to warn people against a wrong earthly way of life. Therefore the spirits are also to be recognized. Who only teach love and point to God, to Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer, who want to influence people in a good sense, and they will always protect the souls of these people from harm, thus they will also protect them from the attacks of evil. Amen.